Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it is me, CB, and welcome to CB and the Boys Radio Show. I got the crew all in the building. You're going to love our show tonight. Tonight is game night. We've got some cool games ready for you. You're going to play CB and the Boys Jeopardy and Three Lies and the Truth and whatever else we can think of. So get ready, get set. We're going to have some fun. And don't be afraid to engage and have fun. Join in. We want everyone to have fun. So tonight is the night for fun. So without further ado, George, roll that beautiful bean footage.
Rolling the footage.
Welcome to TV and the Boys with Crystal, C.B. Booker, George, Bucky Boy, Holman, Roger Hawkins, and Mimi Acosta. Coming live and direct from YouTube, Facebook, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, and Apple Podcasts. Bringing you hot topics, interviews, live entertainment, and fun every Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. And now, prepare to get charged up with a whole lot of fun from CB and the Boys.
Gotta love the echo.
Gotta love the echo. Gotta love the echo. Gotta love the echo. Gotta love the echo.
Hey, hey, hey. How you
the
doing?
Boys. What's up, E?
Hell.
Can't hear you. Can't hear you.
Your lips are moving, sweetie, but we can't hear. What are you saying?
She's mine. Mine.
Come on, Erica. Come on.
She has managed to mute her phone.
My bad.
It's been a day. It's been a day, y'all. I'm tired.
Okay, that's all right. You are here. You are present and accounted for.
Hey.
All right. So the crew's all here. Welcome back, Erica. How's it going?
Better. It's better.
Good.
It's back on. We're in business.
Yay.
It was
a
hot
good thing. I know the feeling. It was 107 degrees here, so I totally feel you.
No, thank you. Not me. I'm not built for it. I sweat. I'm not built for it. I can't do it.
Oh, you got this. Mimi. What's up, Mimi?
I am in the building.
All right. Rod.
I am the building. I'm in the building.
You are the foundation.
What's up?
You are the foundation.
There you go.
All right.
Like
and our
that.
Building rock. And the building rock. What's up, George? Biker boy, Homer.
What up, fam? What up, Trey Hampton in the house? What's up, Trey? Trey.
Hey.
What's up, Trey? Hey, what's up?
Welcome in. Are you ready for Jeopardy, Trey?
We're gonna have to make Trey a honorary CB and the Boys, and
we gotta find that,
but
we gotta get him mic'd up and in the show. Yeah.
We got your
oh, yeah.
So much has happened this week. Just this week. Sad things, many, many sad things. So we want to first start off by sending our love, our prayers, and all of our condolences to the families of the victims in Buffalo, New York. Our prayers go out to you guys in our hearts. We are really sorry for your loss in this senseless massacre. It's just sad, you know. A reporter on CNN did an interview with some family members. And at the end of the interview, he talked about how he had been doing, you know, these interviews for a long time now. you know, from the Floyd family to the Arbery family. Just, and his ending question was, is this how we're supposed to live? Is this what it's come to? What are you guys' take on that?
Okay, well, that was one of my topics for tonight, but I guess we can talk about it now. I think that whole thing is crazy, first of all. I don't know if it's a racial thing or if it's a I've been locked up during COVID for a long time and I just snapped. But he has had, you know, run-ins with situations before. So this is not somebody that just woke up one day and decided, hey, look, I'm going to just walk in here and kill some people. He had some issues that probably were not looked at. So,
well,
you know.
Well, he chased out the giant. He went and cased it out, and he had a two-hour conversation with a gentleman outside the store. Because he was wearing a t-shirt,
honestly think that he could have been stopped, like, for real, for real. Like, I understand that I think he had went on, like, his social media, and he had put something out there privately somewhere. There was, like, a private, you know, conversation on one of his, you know, social networks. And I really think he could have been stopped. Honestly, I think so. Somebody dropped the ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know if we want to blame this on, because you know what's going to happen.
Page manifesto. Yeah. He left a 599-page manifesto about his hatred and neo-Nazism and extremism. And it was just like, it was crazy how one person could have so much anger and hatred inside of them. It was crazy to see, you know, the highlights from that.
The scary part of that to me is he had to learn that from somebody. You don't just you don't just wake up one day and that's how you feel.
Right.
Yeah. Hatred is taught. It's not, we're not born hating. When you see little kids in daycare, they're playing with their friends. They don't look at, oh, this is my white friend, or this is my black friend, or this is my Asian friend. They just see their friend.
Yeah.
So the hatred that gets developed is something that's taught, that's nurtured, that is instilled in them, you know? And sometimes it doesn't start at home. Sometimes it could be outside influences. Like I know that the neo-Nazis are recruiting people, just walking up to them and talking to people who, I guess, are vulnerable, people who seem to be outsiders or loners, the quiet ones. They say it's the quiet ones you got to watch. But it's like, you know, it's scary. You know, I like going to the mall. And I remember a few years back, a mall got shot up. And then a few years back, a movie theater got shot up, which, you know, is my domain. So it's like, where is your safe haven now? And these days, home isn't even safe because of home invasion. So where is the safe haven? Where are we supposed to go?
Well, without being strapped, maybe nowhere. But this is definitely something that's something pushed. It's not, he went in solely, you know, to do that by himself, but again, no, he didn't necessarily act alone in terms of, like we were talking about earlier, he had to learn how to, you know, write or, you know, publish these manifestos. I mean, he took that from a page from someone else's book, so it wasn't like, oh, how did this happen? A lot of people knew how it happened. Mimi mentioned that he could have been stopped. The only people that could have done anything about it were the people that actually were pushing and promoting it as well. He's had a lot of influences. One of the main influences that, unfortunately, you know, is running rampant out of control is Tucker Carlson. This guy pushes that. That's his agenda. That's a lot of people's agenda. Okay. And so now he's catching backlash, and people are thinking, you know, there's some people mentioning maybe trying to, take legal action and things like that because he's literally promoting that. But, hey, these respective news networks and shows and things like that, you know, it doesn't matter what their opinion, we can always turn it off. Unfortunately, the people that want to hear it and see it are going to look, and those are the ones that are going to act. So it's very, very much more deeply rooted than just, you know, like we said, woke up one day, decided I'm going to do this. No. Most people that do things like this, knowing they study their surroundings, their environment, predators always know their prey, you know, probably better than most. So when people say, oh, I should have known, or I should have thought about that, or what could I have done? Nothing, nothing. Because you walk about doing your normal routine, you're not thinking about something like that happening at any given moment, which is why the element of surprise always works. You know, sadly, there was a gentleman that lost his life trying to defend everyone, retired police officer. Unfortunately, that kid came in wearing body armor, and so when he returned fire, it didn't go well for the gentleman, unfortunately. I said it before, and I say it again. Unfortunately, people that are trying to do the right thing oftentimes try to play by the rules, air quotes, and usually your criminals don't play by the rules. So where he's like, you know, I'm going to incapacitate or maybe take him down, that gentleman was like, no, I want you out of here. So unfortunately, it takes a thief to catch a thief. That being said, I wish the man would have gone headshot and ended it, but he didn't. My condolences to his family because, yeah, again, if you stake somewhere out that heavily, you're probably not going to take the risk of, you know, just taking it in the arm or graze to you know, your core area. So just little things like that you don't know, which is sad. And, I mean, I was only half-assed joking when I said, unfortunately, you have to be ever vigilant and more or less be prepared for the worst and hope for the best now, which is sad. Mm-hmm. It's really sad. Mm-hmm. Grocery stores, you know, church, wherever you go, there's nowhere that hasn't been shot up, so which tells you there's nowhere that's sacred anymore. So unfortunately, you have to start thinking kind of like the people that are doing this, and I don't mean taking that mindset in terms of doing things, but just vigilance in terms of being prepared, which is, that's a horrible thing to even think about. But, you know, what are the options? Nobody's going to save you. I'm not going to wait around for a savior or for someone with a cape, or I'm not going to outsource my safety to any institution or organization because every one of them has and will continue to fail us. So sad, but true.
That's when you think that the
something happens.
Yeah. Right. That's when you think that you're safe going to church, and then a church, you know, everybody gets shot up in a church. It's just like one of those things where it's like, you're right, there's no safety anymore. It's like, where are you?
So then
it's a
building.
You cannot be safe sleeping in your bed. You know, someone can have a shootout outside, and a bullet can come through your window, and next thing you know, you're dead in your bed. Nobody finds you for 2-3 days because what?
Right.
So we're not safe. That's okay, honey. We'll make sure you're back to the top.
Crazy echo. One of the social media platforms using was called Discord. Right, and that is just like a private chat room. It's not really accessible except for by invitation. Do you know that my kid uses that for school? My kid uses that. My son, my freshman in high school, my 16-year-old child uses the same platform that this guy did. And he uses
it. Is this a platform like Facebook or Project?
It's how they talk about projects. So the teacher will open up a chat room and invite the class in, and they'll discuss, you know, parts of the project or parts of the assignment and whatnot. And this kid is on there talking about all of this stuff. So how many other people were in that chat room with him that could have said something?
Mm-hmm.
His parents almost busted him a couple of times. So he skipped school one day to stay out at the grocery store. And it's a couple of hours away from his house. He got a speeding ticket. Because he, like, if I remember correctly, the article said he had, like, an anxiety attack or a panic attack or something on the way to, like, map this place out. And he got a speeding ticket because he, like, hit a pole or something. I forget some of the details. But, yeah, he almost got busted. He almost got busted there. How many people were in that chat room? His mom is wondering, what is he doing? I can sit here and tell you that my son would never... He would never. He's a good boy. He's a sweet kid. But in honest to God, I don't know what he does at home, at school.
Right.
He makes good grades, but, you know, what is he really thinking about? What is he really feeling
right.
about, like, is
right.
he taking everything that I'm trying to teach him, and is he taking it in, or is he just, yeah, Mom, I hear you, or does he feel it, is he absorbing any of the morals or the heart, or, like, where is his moral compass? And I'm just like, oh, my God, I don't actually know. I don't actually know. I feel like my kid would be a good person because I think he's a good person, but is he a good person? Like,
right.
Because this kid was 18 years old. He was a kid. You guys, he was a nutball. There was something completely broken with this kid, but he was a kid. He was 18. He's 2 years older than my son.
Because look at Kyle Rittenhouse. Look at all of these young people that are basically, it reminds me of the movie Higher Learning. Now, I know some people out there aren't old enough to remember that, but it was kind of the same thing with Michael Rapaport's character. And so he literally got influenced into it by an older crowd. People are taking these young teenagers, getting them really, really amped up, making them feel like, you know, heroes and mavericks and things like that. And those are the people that are actually doing the deed. But they're being pushed from behind the curtain by usually people a little more experienced, a little older. So your son would be a perfect target. It doesn't, you know, say whether he's a good or bad person. Like you said, I appreciate your honesty. I'm the same way. I've got a teenager who's about to graduate as well. I don't even try to keep up with all they do. That's all they do all day long. And it's a full-time job that you can't win. So you have to hope, like
he's
you
got
were saying.
These,
you have to
yep,
hope.
He's got these headphones
you know?
On, and he just nothing from
right.
the outside world gets past that. Ryan, you know, hey, I'm over here. Pay attention to Mom. I'm here. Hello, you know. And he just is in his own little world. And luckily, I mean, I'm girl, Crystal knows my mom. All right, nothing got past this woman. Let me tell you, nothing. We didn't get away with nothing. So, you know, I will stand kind of like by his door and be like listening because I'll hear him talk. And so from this side of the conversation, I'm kind of trying to figure out what's going on, who is he talking to, what's he doing, who are his friends.
Right.
You know, I'll pop my head in there, hey, what y'all doing? And I'll be loud too. Hey y'all, Ryan's mom is here. What y'all doing? What are you talking about? You know, and right now they're still good boys.
It's still impossible.
Good boys, but
yeah,
it scares
it's still impossible to know everything.
Because he's quiet. He's kind of a nerd. He's real booky, kind of like I was. He don't have a lot of street smarts. He's kind of like, to be honest, he is a prime
kind of like Columbine,
for these predators. It scares the shit out of me. He's smaller than kids his age, gets picked on a little bit. But in general, everybody at school likes him because he's funny. But I'm just like, okay, as long as that, as far as it goes, we're okay, you know. It scares the shit out of me, guys. It really does. It scares the shit out of me.
It's
talking
a scary
to him,
thing.
Keep talking to him. Parents, you have to keep talking to your kids. I mean, one way or the other. You don't realize whether it worked or not until they're a little older, but it's always fun when you know, slightly older child calls and says, hey, I did listen to you, and I'm passing it on. But you're not going to know. So that being said, at least you're active. So good for you. Good for you.
I feel like right now he has a strong moral compass. He is very firm in his belief, and he knows when something is not fair and it breaks his heart. And I'm just like, just hold on to that for as long as possible, please. Just hold on to that, baby. Don't lose that.
The influences are strong, though.
It's crazy.
Influences
are
strong.
It's a terrible situation.
Crystal, what else we got?
Who's up next?
Huh? besides that,
because we can get into it with that.
I know, right? Besides that was really powerful. But also, the video, there's a video with David Pakman talking about critical race theory that I believe you do have. Do you have it queued up, George?
Oh. Yeah.
Because I think that's a very interesting thing. And then after that, we will go into our segment, because, I mean, this stuff is important, and this is what's going on in our world right now, aside from the fact that I paid $4.99 for gas today.
I'm going to play a video for you today
that
I know many of you will think has to be fake. It has to be a comedy skit. It has to be satire. It must be from Saturday Night Live, and it's not. I'm going to play a clip for you today of a mom interviewed on Fox News who is suing her son's school because her son will no longer do chores at home because he's been taught critical race theory. Apparently, her son is half black. She says in a New York Post article that her son looks a Hawaiian. And she says all of a sudden, because of critical stuff that her son has been taught, he won't do chores around the house anymore. It is unbelievable. Look at this.
All right, so Melissa, your son is the father's black, you're white, and he'd never mentioned issues with race before, you're saying? What exactly changed?
Right. We didn't have issues before. He's in eighth grade. They introduced this critical program. And
they introduced the critical program, and all of a sudden, what happened? Listen to this.
And now he's having racial issues that was not there before.
What kind of racial issues is he having?
Well, he's seen himself just as a black man. He's seen things that don't go his way as racism. And he's finding safety in numbers now.
So he's finding safety in numbers. I would love to explore that more.
You're saying he gets a bad grade at school, he blames racism, or a girl rejects him on a date, racism. Are those the kind of things you're seeing?
Yes. I ask him to clean the house, racism, yes.
You're kidding, right? Are you serious?
No, I'm serious. They have totally changed his perspective.
Can you imagine? Hey, you're supposed to vacuum. That's racist, Mom. Hey, I'm your mom. It's time to vacuum. I mean, it's you're suing the school because I can't get – how is this a real segment? It's very difficult to believe that this isn't a plant. I actually thought this is going to be another one – you know how when these people prank Fox News – and it turns out that it's actually a complete and total joke. Like, there was this famous one. We interviewed the guy, Max Rice, who went on Fox, and he pretended that he was a former Obama voter who wanted to vote for Romney instead because of he lost a bet. It was like this whole fake thing, and later it came out it was all a joke. I wrongly assumed this was going to be a joke. And there's one other one possibility is the mom has completely lost control of just parenting. Like, she just doesn't know how to parent. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that this is sort of like made up or exaggerated, and she's using her kid as a political pawn. Like, at some point, don't you say, listen, you've just got to do your homework. You've just got to do your chores. I'm the parent. I'm in charge here. And she goes on an international news outlet, which I can't imagine is going to make circumstances that much better for her kid in school as well. That it just strikes me that that's not going to be a particularly useful thing. And then again, in this New York Post article that was written about this, you know, New York Post, it's not a source we typically use, but that's where she was interviewed. Virginia School's anti-racist program has changed my son, Mom says. And she did say, he looks Hawaiian, he's beautiful. He didn't used to see himself as different from other kids. Sure, his skin tone was a little darker. His dad is black, and I guess the mom is white and Native American, but she never wanted to box him in with stifling racial classifications. And now an anti-racist curriculum, she says, is itself racist, because it indoctrinates students and teachers in a racial essentialist worldview. This is really wacky stuff. If it wasn't so sad.
So, well, what do you think? That's crazy, eh?
That is.
Man, I don't have enough time to comment on that stupid shit.
That makes you. But, I mean, and you know what? It is. I think that one could have been left out the news, but at the end of the day, the grand scheme of things, with the whole CRT thing going on, I think that, you know, it brings some light to some things that need to be paid attention to. First of all, why did they change the curriculum around anyway? They talk Black history and things like that in school. I grew up with that in school. And then they started filtering it out, and now they're bringing it back in, and they're calling it CRT. And I'm confused by this whole thing. You know, it seems like to me like somebody's trying to reprogram people, you know, using the school system. I don't get it.
Yeah, to pull the guilt out. But first things first, it really shouldn't be up to schools to teach people's children about their own heritage and culture. I don't care where you come from. It's not their job.
Right.
They're not going
that
to do
part.
It the way that I would do it, and they're going to leave things out. So guess what? I went to a private school. I went to a white private school. How much damn critical race theory or anything you think they taught? You know what they taught? Fucking Huck Finn. They taught, you know, we read shit like that, unedited. So you can imagine what I got, but again, where I, you know, my family didn't believe in stopping there. So this is just, it's just laughable, you know, whoever that idiot was and whatever the show was, it was just him kind of, they took one opportunity out of millions to say, oh, look at this, it's preposterous, but you don't hear about how many cases of people having knowledgeable parents go to school, correct their teachers and the educators, and get in trouble because you made a fool of them. So, see, anytime we start talking CRT in schools, I tune out. It means nothing to me because if I would have left that up to, you know, to schools to do it, my kids would be ignorant as well. I love when they come up with questions because now we get a real history lesson. If you really want the truth, you have to dig deep for it. Nothing comes easily. So the fact that a lot of parents just tune out and let schools raise their children, more fool you. You deserve exactly what you get.
Right.
That's
the key point right there. There's right. too many parents now that are allowing the school raise their children. You know, when I went to school, the school was giving me education, but my parents raised me.
But again, it's still the village concept, and now there is none of that. But let me just take it back to what I love to say very often. Y'all laugh at me. That was mighty white of her to say all that bullshit, because first and foremost, you're a parent. So your kid, your eighth grade child, is telling you what he will or won't do. Well, fucking, all right, Karen, that's on you. Say it again, George.
The following video contains explicit language, which may be offensive to some viewers or inappropriate with children. Some of children's video is being materialized in the phone.
I said it. Listen, I would love for any of my children to come tell me what they're not going to do if I ask you, you're doing well. So, but it's usually a pretty good suggestion that you do it, and the alternative isn't pretty. That being said, she's a horrible mother, period, stop to end. So I'm pretty sure whoever the kid's father knew that going into it. Yeah, she's stupid, because to get on TV and then sue, once again, I know she probably spelled her name with a fucking I instead of a Y or something. Who knows? I'm just being an asshole today. But honestly, truthfully, why would you get on TV and say, I'm going to sue my kid's school or school district because my child won't listen to me? You know, you're that's weak as it gets. So whatever.
And if you really pay attention towards the last end of his segment, he's saying the same thing about her that you're saying, only he's being a lot more polite about it.
Right, yeah, he's just being more polite about it. You dumbass.
Right.
Yeah, like I said, I hope he borrows the car. And, yeah.
And if we really follow this whole thing, we're going to see that in a second, she's going to be banging a politician, and she's going to probably win that suit. I mean, if shit happens.
Hey, it is what it is. I ain't mad at you, but damn. Do what you got.
I think after that we could all use a drink. Mimi, what is on the drink special tonight? George, roll it.
Hey.
Mimi's drink glass. Won't you let them know what you're sipping on?
Oh, shit.
It's a glass
of life, that's all it is, because I finished it. We were talking too much. Anyway, so I'm finishing the rest of my Moscato. So, and yes, I have a straw in it. I drink everything with a straw and ice. don't judge me. That's how I do So that's what I'm doing. And because it's shot night for me, I'm also having Crown Apple. I know. Don't ask me. It's one of those nights. I will wake him up after the show. And so this shot right here.
I heard that.
You saw how I just kind of like continued that shit? I love it. Anyway, so this shot here goes out to all my folks out in Wisconsin. We just lost my producer's mother on today. So my condolences to the entire Wisconsin team and my mommy out there, Miss Lydia Ortiz, you know, rest in peace. So this shot goes out to all my artists out there in Wisconsin and my producer, may he rest in peace. He passed away last year in April. So his mom is passing away today and I'm shot. I'm having a great time on our show because life goes on, but you know, this is all in remembrance of everybody that has passed away. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I be stomping for everybody, and then I gotta take it.
Cheers.
Right on.
So, what is everybody drinking? Let's go. Roger.
Well, you know me. Today I just had to kind of pop the top on some single barrel bourbon. That's all. I'm just doing my usual, just sipping a little bit, keeping it kind of light and casual.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you. Needed that. CB, what you got over there?
Show you at.
My Taiwanese beer.
Into the Taiwanese beer. Boy, if we don't try it. Well, she came on tonight talking about, y'all got to get the Taiwanese beer. Okay,
yeah.
We can get that shit for next week.
It is the truth.
I'm
remember
to
what
you
did to her last week. She got extra talking
about
last week.
Yeah. Oh, but she came on the show lit. She came on the show lit tonight, but she already started.
She already lit.
George, what you got going on over there?
Oh, I got this crystal clear Deja Blue water. It's
sure
high quality. It's a high quality H2O.
That's okay. I'm
drinking
a
high quality H2O.
We do have to hydrate.
Bobby Boucher over there.
Erica.
High quality H2O.
You know what, Erica? We never know what's in that cup. See, that cup right there is dangerous, but you know what? We know that that's a safe cup. And if we can't stay home,
right.
Even it's okay.
Even if she tells us, we won't know because we can't hear her.
Right.
Hear her, so.
You say it's a weak Coke and Subway cup, but we know better. It's cool. I like that, though. Cover up, baby. Cover up.
You must have your phone muted because we can't hear you.
We can't hear you, Mama.
We're going to have to give you a... That's all right. We'll give you a 101.
Yeah, we gotta get you on here. We gotta talk about this, Erica.
Go back and
Hold
read
on.
The email.
There she is. Tell her to talk.
Say something,
Erica.
Hello.
Hey. There we go.
Okay, it's echoing so bad today, so I keep turning it down.
Yeah.
It just keeps muting itself. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. You have to mute your computer. That's why it's doing that.
It is. The computer is muted, and then I've got the phone.
Yeah, your phone. You're fine now.
Yeah, you're good now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can you hear it?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
So we're going to rewind and save just a little bit because there is something in that white cup.
don't worry, I'll wait.
It's all good. Okay?
I'll
wait. But she's got the white cup. We already know.
It's been a week. Yeah, I started. So I picked up a second job this weekend here in town, and they're just not calling me enough at the hospital for – shift. So I got plans for me and the boys, and all of those things cost money, so I got to find it somewhere. And options are limited here in town, so I'd be at the gas station Saturday and Sunday.
I'm going to do one for you.
That's all right.
I look for every excuse for a shot, okay? So Erica, this is you're going to get everything that you need. And kudos to the white cup.
Man, kudos to the white folks. Why you got to be like that? I'm bullshit.
I said kudos to the white cup.
All right.
I know what she's saying, damn it. I heard her.
Don't be trying to start shit.
That's my boozy mango water from Sonic.
That's what I do.
You can get any more white than that.
Pumpkin spice, yeah, you could. But I love you. It's cool.
I do not have pumpkin spice, okay? I do not. That
what?
I do not. I can't do it.
Oh, oh, you're nasty. Disappointing me.
I cannot do the pumpkin spice. That is too white for me.
Erica, you want to talk about it? Somebody need to know? All right, we'll talk about it later. I ain't judging. I ain't trying to hurt nobody. I don't want no trouble.
With that being said, let's take a pause for the calls for station identification.
Let's do it.
Hey, everybody, it's me, CD. Join us every Wednesday for your midweek motivator, offering you conversation, motivation, music, laughter, and a whole lot of fun. So tune in. Let's talk. Join us as we shake things up and toss things out. CD and the boys, join us for your midweek motivation. See ya.
Rides. Beam footage.
Yeah, let me get the new good stuff, G. Give me the new good stuff.
All right, here you go. Oh yeah.
Okay.
And there you have it.
George knows me well. But before I go into, I don't have much of a fitness tip this week because I want to get into the sports world a little bit. But real briefly, I got to give props to my boy George. Like I said, I love my new intro. The last two clips are my favorite. You do the math, obviously. Doesn't that just strike you as something I would like? Anyway, it's hilarious. I love it.
You mean
you're welcome.
Your last two. That means the world.
Right. George got me.
You
got
doing
me.
A call there with your dumbbells.
That's right. I love it. I want to get back to. We'll get back to kind of some more. I've got a good one for you guys next week, but this week I felt like it was a little more important to kind of focus on what's going on in the sports world, and if given opportunity, my sister Mimi and I, she's going to chime in. So let's just kick it off. I want to talk about really athletes and their mental health and the fact that they're being overlooked, you know. And unfortunately, I say that about my community so often because we are super underrepresented, meaning black men. You know, we grow up not believing in doctors and going to check things out and stuff like that. And it starts to manifest itself once we get older. Sometimes when you're in the limelight, sometimes when things, you know, all that pressure coming down, people kind of go sideways. So, you know, I was just checking out the whole Antonio Brown, Keisha Cole situation. I mean, we know who she is. We know who he is. But this guy has shown that he's clearly suffering from a lot of underlying issues that are not far below the surface. Like he made really, really harsh and crass commentary about banging an R&B diva, et cetera, et cetera. You know, he put her on blast, even though she was supporting him. She was trying to work with him through all of the difficulties he had just in the recent year. And then for him to treat her like that, you can't be 100% normal. You can't. There's something going on. And he's been used and abused so much by the NFL that people just want to write him off as a knucklehead. Yeah, but he's a talented knucklehead that needed help and never got it. That being said, we're going to slide into Rajon Rondo. And bear with me on this. I know he's also got a history of things like domestic abuse, violence, outlashes, and whatnot. If you don't know the story, he pulled a gun on his kid's mother. He acted a whole fool with in front of the children, just the outbursts, the things he's been known to say. He's emotionally, supposedly abusive, verbally, allegedly. But a lot of the things that I read in the story are very, very typical and indicative of men that have just kind of gotten to the edge and snapped, whether it be the pressures or whether it just be this is who they are. And unfortunately, a lot of this stuff goes lightly reported or unreported. So all that to say, gentlemen, you know, you've got to take care of your mental health the exact same way that you would do your physical. If you're in professional sports or anything like that, the same way you get your ass up and go to the gym and run your laps and shoot your layups and things like that, if you're feeling off, you know, in your heart or your head, you've got to talk to somebody about it, because unfortunately too many people wait until it's too late and then they go left and they take people with them. I know this subject is pretty close to Mimi's heart, so I want to bring my girl in to kind of talk with you guys about the whole Rajon Rondo situation with him putting the gun on the baby's moms and physically snatching the son out of the house and, you know, berating these children and freaking out on them. And he literally went off and cussed them out for being afraid of him wilding out. So, you know, it's a vicious, vicious cycle. You know, I happen to have a friend or two that's you know, their therapist, and so we get to talk about this kind of stuff. And I've learned so much over the years about the, you know, how to kind of identify and the indicators, and it's really opened my mind. So Mimi, what do you think on this, dear?
Oh God, so it's definitely crazy, because I had actually like read all up on it, and you know, of course, I'm still trying to understand the dynamic of how this went down, because I don't know if he also lived in the house with her and the kids, because they did say his ex, but at the same token, it's like, if he's in a living room playing video games with his son, okay, mm-hmm. So is he allowed to come to her house even though she's the ex and just, you know, play around like he wants to, hang out like he wants to? Have she gone on with her life? Like, I still have questions about that, because it was like he was playing video games with his son, and she came in and asked the little boy about doing the laundry, and Rajon just totally snapped out. You know, he lost it. You know, he went outside. He started, you know, trashing, you know, the cans and everything outside. You know, he had left the home, according to Ashley, before returning 15 minutes later. He allegedly, you know, he snatched the little boy, snatched the girl, you know, telling them, like, you know, and cursing them out. He's constantly calling the girl all types of names, bitches and hoes and all types of shit that he calls her. So it's just one of those things where you're going off on your son, you're going off on your daughter, you're treating the mom like shit, you're pulling the gun on the mom, and what do you expect? Like, what do you expect that's going to happen with the city, especially? Like, they're going to be looking at you like, you know, what the F? And they're not looking at you like, okay, this superstar basketball player, we know, which of course, you know, the sports game is going to come after him. You know how that goes. But at the end of the day, you're still a man doing something crazy to a woman in front of her kids. And now these are kids.
So
I have a question,
and probably on behalf of a lot of people out there that don't understand, or maybe they do. And feel free to let me know, ladies or guys. I don't want to be biased. But there's a case, what I do understand is, when your partner or ex-partner or whatever has a real problem with you and they don't like you. See, people don't understand that you can love someone and not like them. You can tell when someone is like, I just don't like you. I can't even put my finger on it, but I don't like you. And so any little thing will cause that lashing out, that explosion. Because if I'm playing video games with my kid, and my kid's mom comes in and goes, hey, you've got to get up and do whatever. Look, I'm sorry, I'm an adult. I'm not going to completely lose my shit because we have to get calls or stop. I don't care what we're playing or what we're doing because you have to be a unified front when it comes to parenting, which unfortunately more people have children before they know how to be parents or adults than should. I'm still a huge proponent of that law I want to create because – you have kids, and then you deal with the fallout. Happens over and over and over again historically. So for him to do that, let me know right then and there, he doesn't like her. He doesn't respect her. You have kids with her, but guess what? You know, a nice body or a pretty smile or anything else does not necessarily equal a good pairing. So when I heard that, I'm thinking, yeah, he just doesn't like this woman. He maybe hates his situation. He maybe hates that he has to pay child support. My question to you is, are there indicators – that are more subtle or more overt? I'm just asking as if you've been in a situation where you were like, you know what, maybe it's time for me to go. I think we've all walked away from something where we've been like, I should probably go. So my question to you is, do you think there are indicators or something that was maybe said or not said that wasn't reported? Like, how would you look at that with him just exploding like that?
Well, see, this is the crazy thing because I've been in a situation like that. It's been many moons ago, like damn near, you know, 29 years ago. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I'm trying to leave. He doesn't want me to leave. And then it gets crazy. And then, of course, you know, it just got to that point where, you know, he wore a bullet. And he was a cop, of course. But it got really, really crazy. And thankfully, he had the respect to take my baby next door to his family's house and come back so we can deal with this. But I was 8 months pregnant with his son. And, of course, you know, after that he raised a monster. But just say all that to say some people just don't care to do things in front of kids. You know, it's crazy that he didn't do that in front of my little girl at the time, and she was like a year and a half. And she would not have ever remembered that. But and we don't know that because if we really go way back, sometimes we could remember things when we were like 2 and 3 years old, and you're like, how the hell do you remember that? And you can't remember falling down in the club at 18, hanging out with your friends, you know, because you were drinking and doing
stuff.
So our memory is kind of it's kind of selective. But the thing about it is that, you know, when you do things like that in front of kids, these kids are going to remember what you did. And that's the impactful thing. When the kids start to act out later on in life, then you want to know, where did this come from? Well, you know what? You were – ain't no telling what else was happening in that household for her to have even left him to begin with. So these kids don't just have the memory of what just happened a week or two ago. They have the memory of all the shit that has happened, you know, since they were God knows how young. You know, so all of this is damning. It's a whole damaging situation where those kids are definitely going to need therapy. She's scared. You know, we don't know where he's at in his head. Yeah, you have a restraining order. Guess what? Restraining orders don't work. I had a restraining order. That shit did not work. Because at the end of the day, when he decided to do what he was going to do and I had to do what I had to do, and thankfully, thank you, God, that, you know, the whole law was in my favor, that I'm not behind bars somewhere for the rest of my life because I don't shot a cop. You know, but that shit was all with the news. Like, you know, live-in girlfriend shoots police officer. I'm like, no, live-in girlfriend shot her dude because he was on some abusive shit. Like, y'all get the story right. You know, and I had to leave the island because I was like,
him being,
him being a public figure
is going to play in her favor. So, but think about how many times it doesn't for people. So all that to say, listen, guys, all my gentlemen out there, especially if you know that you're kind of in a high-profile position, but period. Dude, definitely look into talking to somebody. It's not unmanly to do that. As a matter of fact, it's quite the contrary. So, like I said, we'll definitely revisit this again because, again, it's something that's never going to go away until we find a way to eradicate it. So we'll definitely touch on this again. And if anybody wants to weigh in, personal story or advice, by all means do that this week, next week, and from here on out. But I appreciate that, honey. That's kind of our sports, if you will, segment for now. But definitely it was needed. So one love.
Oh, hold on. We have a caller on hold. 505, you're on with CB and the boys. Hello.
Hey, CB, this is Freddie. I was listening in on your show, and And when you all were talking to the young lady, you know, she asked me that I want to weigh in on it. Yeah, I do have, you know, something to say into that. You know, my mother, she was, you know, in abusive relationships with different men. And, yeah, the police was called a couple of times, but I had to, sometimes I had to act with the police. I had to step to the men and let them know, look, you know, this is my mother. She's a lady. You don't need to be putting your hands on a female. And, you know, thing is, we have females that search for love in a man, but they, you know, other words, put it this way, some men are like wolf in sheep's clothing. You know, they come in as a wolf in sheep's clothing. They pretend like they love the woman. They'll be there for her. And the moment she does something he doesn't like, then his true colors mm-hmm. is shown. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be, you know, women have to be careful of that because men will show their true colors. And next thing you know, he's using her as a punching bag. And then mm-hmm. she wants to keep her family out of it because something, because like, unlike most families, me, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to take your damn head off and put your hand on my mother and my sister. I'm going to take your head off right in front of the police if I have to. You know, I like, give me a reason. I tell them, niggas, give me a reason to go to jail. You know, give me a reason. You know, so we have to, you know, that's why bringing our daughters up, we have to train, we have to teach our daughters what to look for in the man, what not to look for in the man, her likes, her don't likes, her do's and her don'ts, and the things that turns her on and off. We have to teach our young women that because, from a man's perspective, because a woman can only teach a young woman, you know, about me as far as a woman's perspective, but it takes that man to teach our young men, look, don't put your hands on a woman. This is not what you do. You're supposed to love, exactly. take care, provide, and do what you can to help that woman. And then her family, in return, will respect you and will respect your family because if you're doing something to hurt their child, their daughter, them parents are not going to respect you or anybody in your family. So they're going to figure y'all just
that's
alike.
That's correct.
Brother Fred, you hit the nail on the head, man. It starts in the home. Unfortunately, too many young men don't have that influence or they see it happening to their moms and that cycle of destruction continues. So you're right, my man. It just comes down to having to show and teach because if your children see you act a certain way, then they will have a certain expectation. Unfortunately, I think too many, look what happened. It was a little boy in the house. You can't stop a grown man. I would have hated someone to touch my mother, but guess what? At 6 years old, what can you do? So it just takes, you're right, it just takes being a man's man to have the restraint and self-control to not endure that. And brother, like I said, I'm thankful for men like you. And by all means, man, pay it forward, pass it on, keep passing it on, you know, publicly, privately, to whoever that you can help out just by giving that lesson, man. And I'll do the same thing.
Yeah. So I appreciate it. And CB,
appreciate you.
You got a beautiful show here. I'm telling you, I met CB on Vigo, and I'm like, she's one of the most intelligent people I've met on there yet. Nobody tells you like all my life. Tell me about her. Y'all leave her alone. I don't know. You're picking on my CB.
All right. Hey, listen. I don't know what she's paying you, but I'm going to pay you double to stay bad. Come on.
Hey, for that, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I've done a couple of radio shows back in my past, you know, dealing, you know, playing music in the church. And trust me, if getting paid to say something on a music show, on a radio show, now, CB didn't pay me. Not yet, though.
Nah. I know that's right. So we doing some now? That's what you're asking. Brother Freddy, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you.
I would love to come on again soon.
That's
the
OMG. Anytime, boss. Anytime.
Freddie is very humble. Freddie is amazing. Freddie has been in the industry for a long time. He knows his stuff, and he's an amazing musician. Freddie is amazing.
Like I said, it's God's favorite because I could do it on my own. I struggled during these years, been talked about, been mistreated, lied on, I done done everything, but I didn't let it stop me. I used that as a stepping stone. I let my haters be my motivators. You know.
That's right.
That's my motto. That's my motto. Yeah.
That's a beautiful statement because I'm gonna be talking about something that's gonna lead into that same statement here in just a few minutes. So.
Well, I'll stay on watching here.
Right on, right on. Let's do it. Appreciate you, bro.
All right.
No problem.
Up next is George's business tip. Roll it, George.
Time for George's business tip of the week.
Okay. Why do you look like Mayor of Seedville? What's up with that?
Hey, Terrence Howard made it to the trailer.
There you go.
Hey, go ahead, man. Go ahead. We can't hear you. You the creator. You the creator. Go ahead.
That's that business book.
Oh,
I was doing business tips. I got to have the soup. Got to have the soup. You don't be hating on the soup. You know what I'm saying? Don't be hating on the dreads. You know.
Right. Tell them, G. Tell them.
Dude.
What's up?
Woo.
Dude.
What you got?
Fact, hold on. While we talking about it, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Really? You're going to play the game?
Time for George's really? Business tip of the week.
Don't be
now I'm talking bad about you. Now I'm talking bad about you. You gonna replay your shit twice? You look like a pallbearer, motherfucker. You gonna look like a now I'm pissed. Looking like a funeral home.
Alrighty.
We're mourning the loss of your love.
Let your haters be your motivators.
So sorry.
Have haters. You're doing something wrong.
Hold up. I got to dodge it.
Go
dodge
ahead,
it
man.
In the middle of here.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I got to know your work. I get WTF. I'm like, wait a minute.
What you got? What you got?
All right. So what I got for you this week, 8 highly effective business success tips for entrepreneurs. And when I say that, that means, first of all, it's really for everybody. Because until you've been in business for 10 years, you're still an entrepreneur. Because not very many businesses make it that long. So that's a long, that's a broad span of people.
I've been but, 9 years. I got one more to make it to the 10th year. So let's go. Teach me something. Hold on. Let me get my book and my pen so I can write it down. Get my composition book or my CB and the Boys composition.
So keep in mind these tips and everything that I give you on a weekly basis, they are available on the website, cbandtheboys.org. Just go to programs and click on business tips, and you can see any of the business tips of the week and read them in detail. So, for number one, keep the big vision in sight. A big vision will take you far. I put this tip first because when things go wrong on the path to your success, and they will, keep the big vision in mind. It will enable you to steer your way back into a successful course. It may not always be the course you imagine, but your big vision becomes your North Star, which in turn helps you to navigate and orient yourself through the darkness. I believe in this so much, I even co-wrote a book on the subject with my brother. Your vision is your foundation, compass and celestial beacon lighting the way forward.
Nice.
So, number two, fuel your vision with perseverance. What should go hand in hand with the big vision is the perseverance you'll need to keep moving forward. And this is where I was talking about. this kind of touches on what Freddie just said a minute ago. If you remember, or if you were a fan of the movie or TV show like Game of Thrones. If you're a Game of Thrones watcher, there is a great line in an episode where Stannis was being advised about the lack of wisdom in starting a battle in the snow. Well, he responded, "We march to victory or we march to defeat, but we go forward and only forward." So sometimes when thinking, when things get challenging on your path as an entrepreneur, you have to commit yourself to moving forward, regardless of the discomfort or the fear surrounding the next steps. When you fill your big vision with perseverance and the spirit of only forward, you will eventually meet your success. So remember that, always forward, never backwards. So number three, make a plan, but be flexible. You need a few sets of plans. You need a few sets of plans, even if each is only a few pages. A business plan with an accompanying marketing outline, an important blueprint for success. They help you map out your major landmarks and the road ahead, define your success, and break the journey into important matrix you can track your progress against. Number four, embrace your expertise. If you're already initially good at something or have a skill set, embrace it. Don't try to be all things for all aspects of your business. Hire out or sign contractors with agents, sign contracts with agencies for things that you can't do, and focus your strengths as quickly and as often as possible. Don't be a jack of all trades and a master of none.
That was deep. Master of all trades, a jack of all trades, but master of none. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't do that.
That's deep.
Master something. So, number five, don't reinvent the wheel. This is a huge one to me. Don't reinvent the wheel. What is already working in other people's business models, in your industry, in software applications, and other business operations that you could emulate instead of recreate. Don't waste your time trying to set up systems when you can simply purchase and install one, saving precious time, spending little money. I always keep a burn rate in my mind and run as lean as possible. But sometimes the best decision, decision is to take one expense of some good systems so you don't have to waste time and make mistakes building your own. Any question?
Yeah, my question was, so you say don't try to reinvent the wheel. Can you pimp it out? Can you add some spinners to it? Can you throw some bling on it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You make it your own. Take it and make it your own. But don't reinvent
it.
The wheel has already been made. It already rolls. And it's probably not going to roll any better. You can't throw some corners on it. You can't turn it into a square. You can't make it into an octagon. Then you're going to have a bumpy ride. Don't reinvent the wheel. But you can paint it a different color.
It's almost like having a McDonald's franchise and you decide that you want to go ahead and have another McDonald's franchise of your own, but you want to add some shit else to it that's not on the menu of all the others, and they're going to be like, where the hell did this come from? And it tastes whack. You don't
want
to do that.
So you want McDonald's and McDowell's.
Yeah.
Right. McDonald's and McDowell's, right? But you know what? That's really a great example. I'm glad you said that, because that's really a great example. Because guess what? McDonald's sells cheeseburgers. Guess what? Burger King sells cheeseburgers. At the end of the day, both them motherfuckers is cheeseburgers. It's bread, meat, and cheese. They both cheeseburgers. They didn't reinvent the wheel. They just took the wheel and made it their own.
Mm-hmm. Right.
McDonald's said, this is how I'm going to do this wheel. And Burger King said, this is how I'm going to do this wheel.
Right.
But
you
guess what?
You cannot take Burger King cheeseburger and put it in a McDonald's wrapper and say, this is McDonald's. Because people will be like, what the hell did this come up with? This is something new.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. But at the end of the day, they're still both cheeseburgers.
Instead of cheeseburgers.
So they didn't. Nobody reinvented the cheeseburger. Nobody right. really invented the cheeseburger. They just made it their own.
Right.
So,
of course. What's the next one?
So that's why. This is my. That's why that's one of my biggest ones. So, number six. Don't burn out. This isn't just a stale piece of advice. Your health is literally the most important thing in your life. When your body gives out, you're done. Your heart doesn't care how good a business you have. Your circulatory mm-hmm. system isn't all that impressed with your money or your accomplishments. You get the point?
Yeah. That's hard.
Personally, I try to eat good, get good sleep, take as much time as I can to manage my day, laugh, my kids, see my wife. But you will burn out if you sacrifice your physical and mental health on the altar of your business. So take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you so much, yes, George. Yes. Your tips were amazing tonight.
She still got two more.
Oh. Okay.
Go ahead. Get to number seven.
That's funny.
Reading is fundamental. Reading is fundamental.
Or just listening, even.
Let me take a shot on that. I don't do shots, but I'm gonna keep drinking.
So
that's all right.
Number
I'm
seven.
On my number three. Let's go. Number seven.
Number seven. Leverage everything. Life hacks. Mm-hmm. Life hacks may seem like just viral fodder on the internet, but they can teach an important mini lesson in leverage. When you lose leverage to your advantage in every aspect of your life, you go further, faster. Leverage outsourced help to streamline tasks and gain traffic time or important phone calls. Leverage downtime anywhere. That's something that you can also see on one of my other business tips. Is about leveraging. Leveraging is huge in good business. So go to the website and check them out. And last but not least, keep your sense of humor. If you can't laugh at yourself, you're missing out.
Yeah,
just
that
simple.
You.
If you can't laugh at yourself, you're missing out.
That's a good one.
So, laughing is a good cure to diffuse stress. Infuse some lightheartedness into the life of others and get some perspective on the fact that, hey, this is only life after all. You don't have to take it so seriously.
Yeah. I like that. You can't laugh at yourself. Point and laugh at somebody else. I will.
All right.
I like that. Hey, real quick, George, if I can add to that, don't take life too seriously. Just don't take yourself and everything too seriously because nobody really makes it out alive anyway. So ain't no point in being mad or serious the whole time because in the end, so I like that. So keep it pushing. Sorry, CB, do your thing.
All right, Erica, what is going on with the right recipe tonight? What's the right recipe?
I don't know if I can follow that, though. That was great. Like, I'm sitting here thinking I can apply some of this. I mean, not even strictly business. That was some good life advice, George.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, make a brother a sandwich and some Kool-Aid then and shit. Come on now, complain. It's getting late. you know how I get down.
I think, well, I am so sorry for missing last week. It was a little bit crazy, but this week we made, when I tell you these were the most delicious shredded beef tacos I've ever made in my life, I'm not even lying, okay? Delicious, amazing, easier than you think. I use the Instant Pot. We can use the crock pot, whatever, but they were delicious. Gone. Not a single bit was left. I had me, my kids, my sister came over. She was taking plates home for her husband who was at work and her daughter. Like, it was just flying out the house. They were delicious. So it's kind of, I hate to use this term, but I white girl up some stuff that I don't know how to do traditionally. Okay, mate. So this was kind of.
Wait a minute. Whoa, stop. Rewind. You did
what? Wait. You didn't put reasons in the shit, did you?
You said you white girl up some stuff. Okay.
I white girl up. Like, some of the stuff I don't know how to do traditionally, so I put my spin on it. And so this is almost sort of a version of the burrito tacos that you dip in the juice. And, oh, my gosh. So good. So good.
All right. Are you ready?
Yep. All right. Wash your hands, y'all. Wash your hands. Okay. Go be cooking my food. Wash your hands. Can't eat everything hot. Got some chipotle, garlic, a little bit of cumin. All of these are going to be written out also, so you can see everything. But white folks, we do use a little bit of spice, I promise. We do use it. It's there. We use it. Got some salt, pepper, onion, garlic. Got a good fatty roast. This, I think I used an arm roast or top round roast this time, but you can use an arm roast, any kind of nice fatty piece. Throw it all together in the crock pot or the Instant Pot. Cook it till it's tender. Oh, it just melts. It melts, y'all. Set it up. Set it up. Oh, the steam coming off of this, you could smell everything in the steam, y'all. It was so good. We're dipping the tortillas in the fat and the juice and all of those spices and tomatoes and just letting it soak it up. And this means everything. Fry them up until they're a little bit crispy. This is the point. This is where it changes everything. And they're simple. They're simple. There's not a lot of Americanized toppings in these tacos. These are more traditional. It's the meat, a little bit of cheese. I like to add cilantro and fresh onion to mine, but my kids do not eat it that way, so I kind of was going more in their direction. I add a little bit of cayenne pepper also, just because I like that little bit of heat. I like mine a little bit more spicy. Once you stuff the shells, you gotta keep them on that griddle just to melt everything together, and then you dip it right in the broth from the crock pot.
Mm.
It's life changing. It's life changing,
okay.
You guys.
Okay, girl.
Life changing.
Okay.
I did include the recipe, but that was homemade Mexican rice also, which is one of the easiest things to make. It takes a little bit of time because you're not using like an instant rice or anything. But you just saute up your rice with some garlic and butter. Use those aromatics. They make everything taste better. A little bit of chicken broth or chicken stock and some tomato sauce. And just let it all cook together. It makes the fluffiest, best rice. Better than the Mexican restaurant down the street. My kids ate that, okay?
I love that she uses big words like aromatics and shit, just powered right through it. Go ahead, girl. I like that. Use a $3 word to describe street tacos.
When you throw the garlic and the onions and you get that, and then it hits you, and you smell it. That is my favorite part. I love it. It gets me going. And this, my kids will eat this stuff. So this has got smoked paprika, it's got cayenne pepper, it's got chipotle powder, it's got garlic, crushed garlic, onions. My kids will eat that because I've been teaching them layer the flavors and season the food. And just my kids, it blows people away what my kids will eat. My kids are not picky eaters. Okay, you can look at my boys and tell we don't miss a meal in this house. But they don't eat the chicken. I mean, they don't eat the chicken nuggets and the French fries and the. No, my kids eat food, and I know it's a long running joke, but I promise you, white folks, we can cook. We use seasons. Mm-hmm. It's more than salt and pepper. It's more than salt and pepper.
Yeah, usually.
Okay,
gotta
so
be
we
in
had
in
we
in
had
in
one of the. I'm sorry. We had one of the baby boys that did not like, what was it? Was it parsley? Was it, what is it that looked like grass that he said he's not touching?
Probably parsley.
Did not have that on the menu. We did not have that on the ingredients tonight.
It was the spinach. It was the spinach in the cleaning soup. He thought it was grass. Okay. He would not eat it because he thought I put grass in his food, but
so there was,
it
no,
was
there was no green stuff in the food tonight. Man, there was no green stuff in there.
Some people eat it. Some people smoke it.
He ate it. He put the fresh cilantro. He didn't do the raw onion. I like the onion on mine. He didn't do the onion, but he did the lime and the cilantro, and he's over there squeezing it on his taco, and he's dipping it in the juice, and Mama Vince is going, you know, he doesn't like spinach. Yeah, he doesn't like spinach, yeah.
Okay.
All right, everyone.
That's all good.
You know, this marks That's Erica's good. her first right recipe, so can we get a round of applause?
Yay!
All right.
And with
you
that,
can have
on the
yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be on Food Network
right.
next week.
There you go.
You already know what we're doing next week.
Right. That's my North Star, George. That's my North Star, Food Network. Right there.
Okay. Y'all know anything about me? You know I'm gonna make her prove it. I'm gonna make her prove it because, like I said, she's back at home. So I will make her prove it. Like I said, so when I get there, I'm gonna walk in there with my bib on and my apron.
Get your lobster bib ready. Get your lobster bib ready, honey.
All right, I'm gonna make her prove it. And I'm gonna, hey, listen,
thank
y'all
you,
know how
you,
we do too. You know
hey,
if I do this.
Top notch gave you some claps. Five claps. Claps from top notch.
Yeah. One love to
stop
now. Click. Let's go.
Chris, anything on the movie list tonight?
Nope. And everyone, if you want to, just give me a second. Everyone, if you want to get a copy of the recipe, go to our website, cbandtheboys.org. It will be on the website so you can get in on the right recipe, sample the right recipe, and just indulge in the right recipe. Because that's what you're going to get, the right recipe.
And I love it.
The right recipe that's with right. Erica Wright.
The right recipe.
If it ain't right,
right
it ain't
guys.
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
All right. And next up we have basically the same as last week. That's still in theaters, and that would be Doctor Strange in the Multiverse. So you definitely want to check that out. Not sure if I have a clip.
Stevie.
I have a clip, George?
Let's make intro.
Now, let's check out the movie.
Oh,
Crystal C.B. Booker.
Oh, if she would have waited.
Right, camera. Action. TV.
Ooh.
George giving intros all today.
Right. I
honey,
love
you got
intro.
Your intro.
Yes, we got to get a right recipe intro.
Ooh.
It will be ready next week.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So this week, guys, basically the same thing. Go see Doctor Strange in the Multiverse. It is a great film. The special effects, everything is on point. However, it still leaves you with more questions than before you watch the film. That's the only thing. So out of 5 popcorn bags, I'm going to have to give it a 4, but it's still a good film. And Benedict Cumberbatch, yeah. And his wonderful fans, the Cumberbitches. Flower.
Okay.
That's what fans call themselves in the Cumberbatches.
That's not a real thing.
Hey, I'm a Cumberbatch. What can I say? Oh, but it is a great film. I don't know if we have a clip queued up or anything for anyone, if you guys want to check it out, but definitely check out Doctor Strange in the Multiverse for sure. It's still in theaters, still making money. Let's just give it more money. Everybody go see it. And you have to enjoy it on the big screen because that's where you really can appreciate the special effects. So, yeah. So without further ado, we have a music break.
All set.
All right.
Followed by.
So let's check in with. Let's check in with Freddie. So, did you enjoy the business tips, Freddie?
That was an amazing business tip. I tell you, George, most entrepreneurs would listen to you and listen to this show and listen to what you have to say. I believe they will go farther in their business than they are now. You know, and the problem with most businesses, the reason why they don't last long is because they go into that thinking they know everything. And instead of listening to someone, you know, that can, you know, help your business go further, you think you know everything. And then the next time somebody come by your building, you got a closing business or whatever, going out of business sale, you know. And it's not because, you know, wasn't there nobody support you, because you can't go into a business thinking you know everything. Everybody's going to need some help every now and then. Because you don't know what kind of stumbling blocks you're gonna encounter, you know, down the road in your business, and then someone may be able to, you know, give you some advice and help you with that stumbling block out the way. But if you're gonna be an ignorant butt and be like, "Oh, you can't tell me nothing. I've been doing this. I've been doing business for years and years." You know, my grandmother says always, you know, you got five kinds of fools in this world. You got old, young, educated, spiritual, and a fool who despises wisdom. So. You know, if you don't listen, you know, in life and take the knowledge that, you know, other people have and incorporate it in your business, if you don't do that, your business or whatever you decide to do in life will diminish. In other words, it will fail because you don't listen. So, you know, the best thing to do is listen, take advice, and, you know, and take the advice and build on it and move on. And you'll be surprised how advice from different, you know, people can help you create your business. Not that, you know, some people, you know, they're willing to help. Not like other people, they just give you advice and say, "Well, yeah, I helped them do their business, so he owed me." No. I would list the people that want to help, and they're just not just saying, "Okay, I'm giving you advice just so you can make, you know, mention me in a video or a commercial just to give me accolades." No, that's not what I do it for. If I'm going to give you some advice, it's to help you grow. You know, but my blessing don't come to help you grow, you know. That's how it goes. But, you know, some people don't think that way, you know, and then it's sad in this world.
Yeah.
Right,
this is so true. This is so true.
Man, Brother Freddie preaching tonight. What I'm talking about.
All right,
church preaching.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've been preaching in my family for years, so, you know.
It's in your blood.
It's in our DNA. Don't worry about it. Yeah, it's in our DNA. Don't worry about it. Just handle it. I ain't mad at you. I think we all grow with that extra gene.
What's
your
name?
I am mad at you.
I ain't mad at you.
Not at all. Not at all.
I'm about to take you guys back, way, way back. Are you ready?
We're ready. Let's get us back.
Mothership. Here we go.
Oh, shit. Watch yourself, man.
Hey.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Magic mirror, come and search my heart. Can you tell me what you see? Okay, maybe the mothership decided to take off. So we're gonna try we're going to try a different one.
Hey.
Cause, yeah, for whatever reason, that is not working. That's so weird. Here we go. I'm going to take you back again.
Okay, going back is good. Can we go back any further?
Oh, yes.
Still mad.
Woo!
to debate about this song. What was the great debate about this song?
Let's go. You ready, Rod?
I didn't study, but let's do it.
All right, we got
ready,
something
Erica?
New for you.
All right, let's go.
All right, you ready, Freddie?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. The first ever CBS Five Standard. Let's go.
Nobody has any idea what you just said.
Exactly.
What the hell that was all about? We just heard.
Nobody has any idea what you just said. It just sounded like CB and the boys.
CB and the boys game night. Let's go.
There you go, CB.
All right.
Aaron Hall got her hype. Aaron Hall got her hype.
Today would be good.
All right.
It's coming. Let's go.
What we got for y'all today is CB and the Boys Jeopardy.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm good at this game.
Yes.
Shit. Oh, God.
And today we're going to have, on today's version, we are doing brain ticklers. Brain ticklers and puzzles. So, as you can see at the bottom is everybody that, all you guys are right there in the list for your scoreboard, so we can keep track of the scoreboard and see who's the winner. You would be faced with the question, and it is up to you to have the answer. And we will just go up to. We're gonna add Freddie. Freddie, are you gonna get in the game with us today?
I sure am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
1 second. Let me add Freddie. Hold on.
Add it, Freddie. Let's go. Oh, shit. Hey, look, everything is sweet when we're doing this right here.
Bad five, Freddy.
I'm taking puzzles for 100.
All right.
I'm good tonight. Ew. Let's go.
All right. So we got Freddy. All right. So we are just going to go in order it is listed. And so here we go. Crystal. Select your topic and the price you're going for. The questions are from 100 to 500 points. I know you can't see. I know you're not watching us on the YouTube. So, but,
I'm watching
YouTube. Oh, are you? Okay,
all right.
Great. Oh, great, great. Can you see what's going on?
First of all, don't let us underestimate what Freddie got. He's got some access to our ass tonight.
right.
He knows the CB. He's got some access.
Right.
I'll never leave my CB alone.
All right, CB, you go first.
So our choices are questions, riddles, brain teasers, puzzles, or enigmas?
Yep.
Who's supposed
Which
to know that?
Want?
What happened to trivia, like movies and TV?
We got all of that.
Mama, come on.
We have all of that. This is what we're going with today. This is what we're going with today.
I'm supposed to know.
Just pick one.
Okay, what's the question from the CB?
Let's go, CB.
CB, just pick one.
Choose one, let's go.
Pick a column and you want questions 400.
Column.
Riddles for 400. All right.
Yeah, riddles. David's parents have three sons, Snap, Crackle, and what's the name of the third son?
David. His last name is David. Thank you. Roger gets 100.
No, Roger, you answered out of turn. No,
you're not supposed to give the answer.
So
no.
You lose 100 points. This is for Crystal. Crystal, what's your answer?
I said who is Pop, but I don't know.
Any. Okay, can I do it?
Wrong. The answer
David's
is who is David?
Okay.
Parents have three sons.
It's
a Snap, Crackle, and David.
All right,
David.
I lost 100
points. Okay. That's okay. Don't worry about it. You negative 100.
Mimi.
Okay.
shit.
Me
neither. Okay, let's go with questions for 500 because, you know, I'm huge on that shit. Questions for 500. What gives you ability to walk through walls? God. I don't know. What is hard?
Ability to walk through walls.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
What gives you ability to walk through walls?
I don't know. Your confidence? I don't know. What is your confidence? What's your confidence? I don't know. Look, y'all already know I don't know this shit. But anyway.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. A hard dick? I don't
know.
Coaching
powers.
Don't say that. I didn't know it either.
All right. For the question, what gives you the ability to walk through walls? The answer is obviously... What is a door?
What gives you the ability to walk through walls? Doors.
Doors. Oh, God. I did not think of that.
Okay. You know what? Guess what, guys? I did say.
Roger, your time. No, it's all right. Get your time.
This seems to count because I said that, you know, Dick could walk through walls. That's a door.
All right. Roger, make your selection.
Can we go, I guess, questions for four?
Questions
Nobody
for four.
I don't like this game.
Not really.
It's fun.
What do the numbers 11, 69, 88, and 96 all have in common? And your answer is?
They're all kind of pretty. I like where they are.
You lose.
No, they're all the same upside down. They're all the same upside down.
You.
They all have
the same upside down.
Can I get my 400 points, please?
Upside down. Oh,
no, you missed that.
They all look the same.
I don't like that.
You missed that.
I did not miss that.
You didn't answer until I hit the answer.
I didn't see that, but whatever.
Upside down to 69. That's inaccurate.
I'll get it tomorrow.
You know what,
Erica?
You know what, we're gonna work on this.
Erica.
This is our first night, so we're gonna.
Erica, it's your turn.
Let's go, Erica. Hey, let's
go. Erica,
okay.
Erica.
Let's do brain teasers for 100.
Oh shit! Go ahead, Mama.
The more you have of it, the less you do.
The dark?
Money?
Hey, Erica, hey.
Or like, they literally. The first one. She gets
and
it.
Your favorite,
yes,
your final
dark.
Answer
credit,
is?
Credit.
The dark?
Yeah.
You got it.
You got it. Oh,
all right.
Yay.
She got it. It's the dark? Okay.
Darkness. The more you have of it, the less you see. The darker it is, the less you see.
That's right.
All
that
right.
Is so true.
All right. Okay, that is true. All right,
Freddie.
Dang, Mama.
All right.
Freddie.
I would like to take puzzles for 300.
Puzzles for 300. What belongs to you, but other people use it more than you do?
Your brain.
I know that.
So do I.
And your final answer, Freddie?
The car?
Yeah. Yes, I was there with
give
you. I'm there with you right there.
What?
No one's going on in his household. Your name.
Oh,
I've been asking
God.
You, but other people use it more than you, your name.
I could knew that one.
Yes.
I don't think my kids, I could knew that one.
All right,
that's
let's start
okay,
back
okay.
At the beginning with CB.
I'll take a puzzle for 100.
Puzzles for 100. What turns everything around but does not move?
What turns everything around that does not
the
move?
Earth.
The earth. What is the earth? Really, Raj?
It moves, yeah.
Yeah, but it's
what
not your question.
A mirror.
A mirror.
What is a mirror?
That's some bullshit.
All right.
You ain't lying.
That is
me.
Shit, man. Okay, I'm going to go with, Enigmas. I go Enigmas 500. Because I got to get off of that negative. I'm on a negative right
now. Go big, girl. Go big. Go big.
Okay. I start with M and with X, and I have any number of letters in me. What am I? Okay, hold on. Let me say that shit again. I start with M. I start with M, like Mimi, and with X, like Xavier, and I have a number of letters in me. What am I? I don't know. Index.
Oh God, that is, I think I know what that is.
Mimi, look at your phone. Look at your phone. Look at your phone.
And your final
mailbox?
Answer is.
She said it.
A mailbox. All right.
That was actually good.
Hey, look, that was too much. All right. That was too much.
Rogers.
It was a shot.
Okay. Give me riddles for 500. I'm like Mimi. Let's go big.
Let's go big.
Riddles
baby.
For
500. Let's go.
Those who have it least don't know they have it. Those who have it most wish they had it less, but not too little or none at all. What is it?
Fucking money.
But not.
What is that?
Those who have it least don't
know
they have it. Those who have it most wish they had less of it.
I
would say stress, but everybody knows they have that.
What is nothing?
I don't know. What, privacy?
Money?
Stress? Well, everybody knows
that.
I don't know. Privacy. Fuck it.
Nothing.
Money or privacy? You said both. Let's go.
Yeah, I was going to say, it ain't going to be money. I don't think it'll be money.
I think it's nothing.
Age.
Wow.
Age.
We're all wrong.
That's pretty good.
God damn it.
That was a good one. I say the same age.
Back to you.
Erica.
Oh, God, me. Okay.
Watch it.
Yeah, wake up.
I know. Let's do Enigma for one.
Say that again.
Enigmas for 100, Alex.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
What can call
Alex,
kind of
Alex.
Or what reply when it's spoken to?
What can't talk on its own, but will reply when it's spoken to.
I got you.
I know what that is.
I think I do.
Step.
No.
Your final answer
what
is?
What can't talk on its own, but will reply when spoken to?
That is so simple.
What is a speaker? What is a telephone?
An echo.
An echo.
Nope. No, we're wrong.
Oh.
Wait. By show of hands, who thought it was a dog? Who thought it was a dog?
I did too.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one.
All right, Freddie, what you got?
Give me puzzles for 500.
He's going big.
Puzzles for 500.
All right. What word is always pronounced wrong?
Wrong.
What word is
onomatopoeia?
one word is always pronounced wrong.
My fucking first name?
Mom.
Your final answer is?
Your name?
Wrong.
What is it? Wrong? Are
wrong.
You serious?
It's always pronounced wrong.
It's always pronounced wrong.
I was wrong? Right. I was
Oh, my goodness. The F was right there at the end. Oh, my God. Okay.
I was right.
That's wild.
That was your $500, CB.
He
took your $500, CB.
All right, CB. Come on, you got to get out of here.
I'll take brain teasers for, give me 500.
All right. Which is faster?
Which is faster, protocol?
Faster.
Cold. The cold comes on before I ever come on.
Faster.
Maybe
you're
a lot
faster,
of work.
Your final answer is?
What is faster?
Not as faster because you can catch a cold.
That's some fucking bullshit. You know what?
Alrighty.
You know what?
Oh,
we're not tripping into shit no more.
Oh,
she takes the lead with that one.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Let me tell y'all something. We have got to edit the fucking answers because this is some bullshit. Because really and truly, when you turn the water on, look.
Maybe
you're
looking at
the
personal shit.
On and you're trying to make it hot. The shit be cold, and then it's got to get hot. Talk about all that. I can't take a shot on that. Okay, let's
pick
go.
Pick it up.
I see it. I'm with it, too. All right.
Hold on. I got to put my hair behind my ear so I can hear it.
Who behind it? Hold on. What you doing again?
Shut up.
Wake him up. Wake him up.
I have to make sure my hair was behind my ears.
Oh, your hair. Oh, okay.
Come on.
I got you. You so fucking right. Anyway.
What you thought I said.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
anyway.
Okay.
Okay, so hold on, because we got it's minimum spot going on right now. Let's go to brain teasers for 400.
Brain teasers for 400.
Let's tease some shit. A word I know, 6 letters it contains. Subtract just 1 and 12 is what remains. What?
A word I know, 6 letters.
Word I know.
Subtract just 1
letters it contains. Subtract just 1.
12 is what remains.
6 numbers. I'm kidding. Word I know, six letters it contains. Subtract just 1 and 12. So, F-U-C-K-I-N-G.
Your final answer is?
I think that's less than 12 words.
You know, I'm sorry, guys. I don't know this one. I might be a negative. That's okay. I'll take it. Let's go.
Dozen.
Somebody should have sent me a text. Cause...
Roger.
I was counting the letters.
Somebody would have known they would.
I'm gonna stick with it. Let me do questions for 300.
Let's go, Roger.
Questions for 300. Why did the grandma put wheels on her rocking chair?
Spinning is great.
Why did the grandma put wheels on her rocking chair? So she can roll her own down to the Dollar General. I don't know. Make a CVS run.
Something with the word rolling. Rolling is great. I don't care. I don't know.
Yeah. Because she wanted to rock and roll.
All right.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
You like to rock and roll. Hey, Roger.
You know what? You know what, Roger? You know what? You're welcome.
Thank you all.
Erica.
Let's do riddles for 400.
Which one?
Riddle for 400.
Flies when it's alive and runs when it's dead.
What?
And runs when it's dead. What runs when it's dead?
Flies when it's born. Lies when it's...
Runs when it's dead?
Lies and flies.
Runs when it's dead.
Fucking mosquito lies when it's alive and runs when it's dead. Runs
your hairline. Your fingernails. I don't know. Your hairline.
Runs when it's dead.
Runs when it's
flies. It flies. It flies though.
What flies when it's born?
Flies when it's alive and runs when it's dead.
A bird lies when it's alive.
Final answer?
Yes.
Water.
I don't know.
Human? A person?
Oh, no.
Water.
That's a snowflake.
Lies
when it's born.
What is that? Water. Frozen water melted.
You were close. You were close.
Running water.
Oh, shit.
That's dumb. I don't like this one. I want a different one.
I swear, I would have been like a hurricane.
That's pretty. What you got?
Okay, give me puzzle for 400. What is harder to catch, the faster you run?
What's harder to catch, the faster you run?
I know.
It's graphic. That's not trivia.
It's plain.
The breath.
Yes.
Good man.
All right. Final answer is.
I just typed it.
Your breath.
Good man. Praise the Lord.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yes, baby.
All right.
Did he say your breath?
CD, we're back to you.
Yep.
The faster you run, the harder it is to catch your breath.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't know because I don't run.
Oh my gosh. No way, it's so
over here, though.
CD.
I'm drinking on that.
I'll take Enigmas for 400.
Roger's the answer.
I'm tall when I'm young and short when I'm old. What am I?
Oh, what am I? I'm tall when I'm young and short when I'm old.
Look at you.
A candle. You know what?
You've been watching this shit.
That was good. Who won?
We're not done yet. George lost it.
Who won, baby?
Where's the game? What happened?
What happened was
this,
I got one more.
There we go. No, this other one. I got us.
There we go. Paul, when I'm young and I'm sure. Yeah.
Who is it?
Okay. It's not over yet. All right.
Oh shit! So I'll do riddles. Oh, no, I'll do. Let's do questions for 200.
Questions for 200.
What is never hungry during Thanksgiving?
The fuck? Nah, bro. That's what I was thinking.
Turkey.
What is never hungry during Thanksgiving?
What is a turkey? The turkey, because he's dead.
We're just throwing out the answers now, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Y'all help me because I'm sorry.
What is never hungry? Doing Thanksgiving.
The cook, I'm because they sample all the food.
The homeless stuffing. Always gets fed.
Stuffing.
Okay.
Me? Homeless.
A stuffed turkey.
Yes.
She actually said that.
Yes, I did.
So I'm going to give you that. She actually said that.
Thank you.
Yay.
Roger.
Let's do brain teasers for like 300.
Oh, God. Go ahead, bro.
If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you won't have me. What am I? A fucking bum?
I've been helped, but okay. See, I don't keep secrets. That's why, because like I said, I don't learn them. I don't know them. I don't know.
You're a liar. That's a secret. That's a secret.
It is.
Secret.
I mean, nobody tells me anything, so I wouldn't know.
Erica, what you got?
Let's do riddles for 300.
Riddles for 300.
Oh, shit. Go, Mama. What word can you add letters to?
I'm letters. I'm shorter.
Oh, nice. I got it. Nice.
Add letters to?
Make it shorter.
Make it shorter. What word can you add letters to?
This is awesome.
Sure. Erica, think about how what is your mom? What is your mom?
I'm gonna give you
a hint. The word is on the screen.
Because
we
exactly.
all got
a word. Do you see it?
That's because everybody except George is that, except maybe. I'm in the middle.
The word.
Short.
It's short. And
it makes it
shorter. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Your mom
is
crazy.
All right, Freddie.
What
is your mom?
Okay, guys, we got 3 minutes. We got 3 minutes of block talk.
Yeah, Freddie's going to get cut off. But he's on YouTube.
Let's go,
Freddie. Freddie can chat his answers. He's on YouTube.
Hey, how about y'all shut the hell up and let him dance?
Yeah. Puzzle for 200.
Oh, shit, let's go.
He said puzzle for 200.
I am made of metal, surrounded by wood. Everyone
me,
uses me,
but I'm not cheap.
I am made of metal,
surrounded by wood. Everyone uses me. What am I?
I don't trust him. This was the other day.
What?
What? Pickle. No, say it. Say it loud.
Your final answer is?
Did you say pickle?
Pickle.
Erica, you suck. That's great. She just threw it out there. She didn't even change it.
A pickle is made of metal but surrounded by wood. Erica? Mama?
Pencil.
Everyone uses me. What am I? Nini Acosta.
My
answer is.
Everyone
uses me.
I am made of metal surrounded by pencil.
Lead.
Sword.
Yeah, a pencil. What is a
Come
pencil?
On.
Pencil.
I'm made of metal.
Oh, fuck me. All right, here we go. So. Erica for the win.
Pencil.
Yep. You got it.
We should be able to get half points. We should be able to get half points.
We should be able to get half points.
Like a half a sack.
Okay, guys, we have 1 minute on Blog Talk. What are we going to do?
Well,
what
are we going to
keep going?
We'll just go over.
Yeah, it should keep going. We only got five left. So, CB.
If they don't have a computer, they should be getting off and getting ready for another job anyway. You should have a computer on phone.
He's on YouTube, obviously, so he can still chat answers if it did cut him off. But, CB, what you got?
Why y'all going to cut me off?
What is always in front of you, but can't be seen? What is
your nose?
Or what is your shadow? Is either one of those two? What is always in front of you but can't be seen? Your shadow would be
your
behind
shadow.
You.
Not, no,
depends
but it's
not
always
right.
In front. What is always in front?
It might be your way.
Your final answer is?
Hold on. What'd you say,
Ryan?
Don't listen to me, please.
In front of you can't
gonna
see
say,
it.
Eyes.
What is always in front of you and can't be seen? It's one of these three. It's either what is your footstep, what is your shadow, or
what
is your future?
Pick one.
I'll give it to you.
The future.
Right. Yeah,
next time you only get one extra. You can't make 10 guesses though.
I said
though.
Future first, and then I added the other two.
Yeah, we didn't
hear all
that.
What you got, Mimi?
Yep. The answer's me.
Mimi?
What's going on?
Oh, you can't hear us?
Okay, I can hear now.
All right. What you going with? It's on you, Mimi.
Oh, shit, my bad. Let's go the most right now because I know I'm all fucked. Let's go Enigma 200. If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you won't have me. What am I?
I told you it's me. I told you.
Girl, if you get this
wrong. Me, you want to share me. If you share me, you won't have me. What am I?
Yeah, it's on here. It came up twice, so.
It came up twice.
It's already been answered. It's already been answered once.
Check your phone.
If you have me, you won't.
Speaking of secrets, Crystal damn sure can't keep one.
Right.
I was there, Your Honor. This is what happened. We were driving. Yeah. Jesus Christ, you're a world. No, you ain't. You would never be an accomplice.
Hey,
damn.
Roger,
my boy.
Roger, you got to get, you're bringing up the rear, man.
That's okay, I like that. Let's do the puzzles for 200. I'm a leg and ass man.
Come before yesterday. What? Tomorrow.
That actually is the answer.
Where does today come before yesterday?
I mean, I might as well, look, everybody take a drink, because there
tomorrow?
It is.
Tomorrow? The future?
Cheers.
Tomorrow? What
you got, Roger?
Shout on that.
Your final answer
I'm letting the peanut gallery go with it. Hasta la mañana.
Tomorrow?
The dictionary.
Really?
No,
really?
Say
that. That's pretty good.
Can we override the answer? Anyway.
That's so bad.
Nah, you can override that answer.
Erica, say it again.
Brain teasers for two.
I done had 7 shots. I need to be drinking water.
What is paprika? The answer is paprika, Eric.
When I take 5.
There you go.
When I take
5. When I take 5.
And add 6. And
add
11.
6. I get 11.
I get 11.
But when I take 6.
When I take
and add
6.
5.
And add 7.
I get 1.
I get 1.
Hey,
what am I?
Hey.
13.
Hey.
13 candles.
Hey, short bus. Short bus. Why is everybody reading at one time? Let the woman do her thing. God damn, I need y'all to put y'all helmets on.
Right, that part.
I'm going to get one. Why don't I get a mask? I don't know. I take 5, and I have to take 7.
And I add 7.
One, 6, and I have 7. I get 1. What am I? Bad at math.
13?
I was going to say,
when I take 5,
is that your final
and
answer?
Add 6, I get 11.
I think it's 13.
When
I get 1, what am I? 13.
And add 7, take 6.
But that's why it's supposed to throw you off. I don't think it has anything to do with the actual.
Shut up.
Nice. Nice. Hey, I think I was right because I said negative 6,
you know,
which is a negative number, but it's a real number.
All right. Freddie, right. Automatically you get the last one.
Okay.
All right.
Freddie
winning. Freddie winning.
Question 400.
I'm tall.
If you get this correct, hold on, Freddie, if you get this correct all by yourself, you're automatically the winner.
Okay.
So you're joining.
Nah.
Nah.
Okay. Said, nah, hell no. Nah.
He said nah.
I am tall.
He's the only one on the board.
Says, I am.
And it's
tall,
and it was on there twice.
I'm tall when I'm young and short when I'm old.
Yeah.
What am I?
Mimi, you can't read this question. Nobody
candle.
Under 5'5 can read this question, so you stop.
Okay.
Right there.
You shut up.
All right.
Me my brother.
So there we have it.
He said, okay.
Why is 5'5 your
the person who complained about the game?
Your high five for that.
The person who complained about the game the most. The person that complained about the game the most blew everybody out of the water.
Who won?
The person that complained the most about the game blew everybody out of the water. She's like, I don't want to do this. I don't know this. I don't know these questions. And she got 1,000 points. Everybody else is negative.
Erica?
Yeah.
Nope.
No, Crystal.
No,
she
be.
Well,
Crystal,
I'm
when
not
you're started.
I'm negative, y'all.
What
you
do? Hey, crazy. Hold on. Didn't I win? Hey, you lied to me.
Wait a minute.
Freddie.
Nope, Freddie, I won.
Crystal won 1,000 points.
Don't worry about it, buddy. It's opposite day. Don't worry about it. This is how it goes sometimes. Don't trip.
I love
you.
Lost
by 1,500.
let's bring us all back to.
I answered everybody's question for my own.
Give me.
No, get that whole
CB.
Get the whole board away.
CB
won.
That's 1,000 points.
So what are we
mad?
CB
points at the bottom of the screen. All the points are at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah,
you
want you want a drink? No, drink. You want a shot?
Wow.
I got a shot for you. This is my 7th shot.
You.
So.
Yeah, not you.
Lord.
I won.
Ew. That was cute. I like that.
I'm
I don't
smarter
win, but
than
I
thought.
So CB won, huh?
Yep.
I'm not as smart as I thought. That's terrible. I could save your life, though. I could say if you were dying, I would save your life, but I can't
answer
that.
You
know, I'd be willing to bet. You know, she wanted to do the movie trivia so bad. I'd be willing to bet if we did movies, she'd lose. She's the movie critic.
Hey, put it up there next week. Put it up there. Put it up there. Put it up there. Put it up there.
Well,
just saying.
Movie trivia. Yeah, I'd win. I know my stuff.
No.
I'm highly
intelligent.
No, she is.
We can do it now. What?
I'm highly intelligent.
Hey, look,
only in certain genres.
Are we wrapping up?
Thank you.
Hold on, let me get my mic just fell off. Are we wrapping
all
up genre. The boys on Blog Talk so we can move forward at the after, or are we staying right here like fuck Blog Talk? They got to, you know, what's going on?
We gonna rock an after show and do movie trivia.
No, because like I said, no, but let's get a certain type of movie. We'll see what happens.
Oh, whatever. Not Debbie Does Dallas, dude. What are you doing there?
Oh, that's an old one. You know how many porns have come out since then? No, y'all, see, I'm trying to. All right.
No, I wouldn't know.
So okay, are we wrapping up Blog Talk? Look, are we wrapping up Blog Talk or not?
Whatever, y'all be talking. Here's the thing. How you going to talk like, about porn like you don't know about it? Because if you know that you don't watch it or like it, it's because you didn't see this shit. Don't front with me, goddammit. I'm trying to tell
you. Let me tell you something. First of all, I just want you to know something. I like everything. At the end of the day, we have a show, and we're trying to, like, make sure that Blog Talk gets its time so we can
we
go
gotta
into
cover
our
it all
show,
down.
So we can do whatever the fuck we want
to
do.
Porn watchers want to talk to us, too.
Don't single
people out. Y'all being prejudiced, and I don't like that. Don't be prejudiced about that. Just
no, we're
some
not.
People
we're
do
not
some
at
people
all.
Do. I only watch my own, by the way.
Y'all check out Roger's OnlyFans. He's got.
There's so much going on tonight, Erica. So we love you dearly. We're not trying to turn you out. Our show is fucking amazing. Anyway, like, look, like for real, like we still have to wrap up Blog Talk. So what are we doing?
You're gonna stick around for the after show.
Oh,
okay,
so. Man.
I'll be the first to say
amazing.
One love.
Crystal, do
you God bless. All kinds of shots. It's still done went from light to dark to light. So, yeah.
Wait, you still talking about liquor or you talking about something different? Meaning, what you talking about?
Yo, oh. I don't have 7 shots tonight. Just you shut up. Can we just carry on? Look, one love. God bless. See you guys next week. This is how we do it. This shit is amazing. Let's go.
Love y'all guys.
Roger, go.
Hey, I'm just going to say this real quick. We're going to stick around. We're going to have that at the show. Peace, love, and hair grease to those on Blog Talk, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. We'll see y'all next week. Everybody watching on YouTube, Facebook, and all that good stuff, we'll see you in a couple seconds.
Yeah.
All right.
Roger, I don't know what happened. Okay.
I'm good. Appreciate everybody. Like, new stuff. Is this all good? Let's jump on to the next platform. Look here. Like I said, good shit. My titties is out. Everybody have a good time. Live, love, and laugh.
Ew.
I'm going to holler at y'all.
My titties is out.
All right, so I gotta be at the hospital in like 4 hours, so I'm gonna head to bed. I love y'all. I will see you next week.
I'm a doctor too, people. I'm a doctor, by the way. Don't ask.
I'm
already. Who Googled me?
Oh my lord.
Don't
oh my goodness, y'all. I will see you later.
All right.
Good night, Erica.
That's
about. Oh my god.
Thank you so much for rocking with. Oh, George, sorry. Yeah, say your goodbye.
I did mine already.
Oh, did you? Did you? All right. I didn't hear you say love, peace, and harmony. So I didn't know.
I did.
All right. I didn't hear. Anyway, thank you so much, everyone, for rocking with us tonight. You've been listening to Stevie and the Boys. We come to you every Wednesday for your midweek motivation, offering you motivation, conversation, music, laughter, and a whole lot of fun. And I know you guys had so much fun with us tonight. I had fun. You know, winning is always fun. So we're going to do another game night. And if you want to stick around for our after show, you know what you got to do. You got to go to our YouTube or our Facebook. So go to either one of those platforms. Those of you that are on iHeartRadio and Apple Podcasts, just hop on over to YouTube and see Beyond the Boys, and we'll be right there. Anyway, thank you so much. Shout out to everyone that has been rocking with us. Shout out to everyone that has enjoyed themselves tonight. Thank you, thank you. Thank you so much to Mr. Freddie Pillars for joining us tonight. And Freddie, you're welcome to stick around for the after show. Just hop on over to YouTube, and if you want to be on video with us, then we'll send you that link over, and you can be on video and play along. So let us know what you want to do. Anyway, everyone, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week, same time, same station. Don't forget to go to our YouTube, like us, and subscribe. Don't forget to go to our Facebook, like us, and like us some more. And come back to YouTube and subscribe some more. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone, like us, subscribe. See me and the boys. We've got a lot of things coming up for you in the coming months, so look forward to that. And we will be back next week, same time, same station. So to take us home is, of course, one of my favorite groups, BTS. And here is Butter featuring Megan Thee Stallion. And shout out to BTS, who is coming out with their brand new album called Proof, which is basically a great best hits album, one of their greatest hits. So enjoy that. And that will be coming out June 10th. So everyone brace and get ready. So anyway, here we go, BTS and Butter.
Ay, it's the hot girl coach and BTS.
Smooth like butter, like criminal undercover. Don't pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that. Cool shade stunner, yeah, owe it all to my mother. Hot like summer, yeah, I'm making you sweat like that.
Break it down.
Ooh, when I look in the mirror, I'm not too hard to do. I got the superstar glow, so
ooh,
the it's a spice that right left to my beat.
Like the car I ride, even your best party planner couldn't catch this vibe. Big bounce, and I make a hater stay on their job, and I be on these girls' necks like the back of their bob. Houston's finest in the room with bouncing, make them all get ratchet in their suits and blouses. I remember writing flows in my room in college, now I need global entry to the shows I'm rocking. Smooth like cocoa butter, my drip more than a puddle, they know that I'm the wave, take over every summer. They must be giving CD if they ever had to wonder, cause every beat I get on gets turned into Hubba Bubba.
Step right, left to my beat.
Yeah.
I like the moon right with me, baby. No.